Is David Cameron responsible for the Brexit debacle?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Yes, David Cameron has come back onto the scene. I wonder why. Maybe there could be a book about to be released. Yes, he has accused the current Prime Minister Boris Johnson and indeed Michael Gove of behaving appallingly during the EU referendum campaign in 2016.
Surely not.
Yes, well, remarkably, he has said during a media interview, and yes, here it is, the launch of his memoir, that the former Tory Prime Minister David Cameron attacked some of his colleagues who backed the Leave for trashing the government. Really? Trashing the government. Well, what about David Cameron's legacy itself? Some interesting thoughts. David Cameron was the Tory begotten who planted societal seeds now long forgotten. But his mind grew like knotted cotton. Now the fruits of his legacy are truly rotten. Yes, Clergyman Pete, I do ask you this simple question. What do you think will be the legacy of David Cameron?
Well, business for Mark, I think that David Cameron is largely regarded by people who remember him at all as being possibly the most disastrous Prime Minister of modern times. I mean, they remember, if they do remember him, that he started down this route with the referendum about leaving the EU in the apparent belief that the government could easily win it. In fact, he put his money where his, or rather put our money where his mouth is, and paid for a leaflet explaining it to be put in every home. And he went for it, and he was, to say that he was surprised when they lost, I think is an understatement. He totally misread the situation, which you would have thought would be easy to read. Now, I remember certain political pundits, maybe the Mark and Pete Show, I seem to remember, saying that people were going to vote Leave. And it was easy to see the groundswell of opinion was moving in that direction. The only reason that it would have gone the other way was the real overspend on the Remain side, which is, of course, because they could use government money to supposedly educate people about it while still campaigning for Remain. And so David Cameron, misreading the situation, put in this this divisive referendum at a time when we could poor afford to have us locked in a political debate. Because, you know, we needed things sorting out, like the economy. We needed to be concentrating on building up the country. And the pound was sensitive, and there were lots of other reasons why we shouldn't have been doing it then. It was poorly timed, and in fact, it was, the whole thing was on a mistaken premise that the majority of people wanted to remain in the EU. So, yeah. I think his legacy is one of being certainly incompetent. Could argue, I mean, some people do argue, that he's done this on purpose. I as you know, on the side of thinking that he messed up big time.
Well, you'll be pleased to know, folks, that during this process of launching his memoir, David Cameron, when it comes to the whole debacle of Brexit, is now very sorry.
Yeah, he has, well, that's finally fine. Yeah, no problem.
And actually said, "Well, that's really really helpful. Thank you, David." The point here is that he has brought out in some of the commentary and interviews, and also in his memoir, that he has been hugely depressed and knew some people that would never forgive him for the decision that he took. But I want to also mention something else about David Cameron, because you quite rightly outline what was happening at the time in 2016. But taking a view slightly before that, if you remember that David Cameron was at a government prior to the 2015 election, because it was obviously a coalition government with the Liberals, and he made it clear that he was going to bring this referendum to the table, but when he got the victory, and with a reasonable majority as well, it needs to be said, it was a workable majority.
Yes,
the economy needed to be sorted out. So too did education, business, and the NHS, and many other things. But the critical thing was, during that period, he made it clear that the referendum would take place in 2017. Now, I know that on the Mark and Pete show, we brought this out many a time. And the reason I say this is preparation was everything when it came to the Brexit subject. Preparation for the nation, preparation for those who could put their case, whether you were a Remainer or whether you were for Leave, it didn't really matter. And he pushed the button. And I come back to the point that from a political standpoint, and even from a business standpoint, he was a bad decision maker. He not only lied to the public by actually bringing it to 2016 at a time when we really didn't need it, and neither did the EU, irrespective of whether you like or dislike the European Union. Timing was wrong. We'd only just come back from effectively a general election. And what his legacy, I think, will always be is that he has really set the whole nation, and including an entire continent, including the European Union, in conflict, argument, divisive party splits, both in the Labour Party and also, of course, in the Conservatives. To me, he will go down as one of the worst decision makers in history. That might seem really harsh, but if you think of what the nation is now suffering from, businesses not knowing what they need to do, politicians now leaving, crossing the line. We've had many, many Tory MPs now cross over, joining either the Liberal Democrats or joining a new party split. This has really ripped apart the Tory government. And I don't think that the Tory party will ever actually recover from that. And I will say that I think that David Cameron has destroyed. So if we look at a legacy, I think that he will be known for the man who destroyed the Tory party.
Yes. Now, before we come to possible contenders for people taking responsibility for the Brexit debacle, just staying with David Cameron alone for now, David Cameron, after the referendum, from his point of view, was lost, after the vote for Leave was shown what was it, 51 point something, it was, so nearly 52% in favour of leaving. We expected David Cameron to stay. Why? Because he said that he would. He said that he would implement the decision made by the public in the referendum, and he left pretty soon. How soon was it? It was only a day or so, wasn't it? Then he suddenly resigned.
Yes,
it was really quick. I mean,
Within
a day or so, he had gone, and this caused even more division. He should have stayed. And he could have overseen it. He could have kept a steadying hand and say, "Look, this isn't what I wanted, but this is what we're doing." So I think again, because of he then plunged the Conservative Party into a leadership contest, which resulted in Theresa May getting it.
Well, he shirked his responsibility as a leader,
Now, was Theresa May worse than David Cameron? Yeah. Well, you say quickly yes.
Her capability. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Well, I think the Theresa May coming in then, she was, I suppose, a weak prime minister. So how does she take more of the blame? I don't think so. I think she was handed an impossible task, and it would have taken someone very strong, very intelligent, resourceful, with experience in business and negotiating to take that through. Now, here's where I think Theresa May does take some of the blame, because she put people in position as a Brexit secretary and as foreign secretary and then ran it herself. And I think, it's come out now from revelations of how the negotiations were done that have been leaked, that it was really her decision to conduct the negotiations in the way she did, having been, somewhat misled by the civil service, British civil service, and by the EU negotiators together. That does seem to be the case. But I say yes. I say David Cameron still takes it's his responsibility. He was the reason that the hapless May was put in that position, because he should have stayed, and in fact he promised to stay, and then let us down.
And what would have been evident to him is he would have known that Theresa May wasn't really capable.
Yes, she was. She was Home Secretary.
He worked with her for many, many years. Yes, yeah. And maybe as Home Secretary she was
terrible.
Competent.
Really?
Well, adequate, maybe at best.
Well, the thing is, the one main policy initiative that she had in place campaigned on as Home Secretary was reducing immigration, and the opposite happened.
Quite.
So but I would say that she wasn't entirely competent.
I want to bring you back to David the man and his decisions.
Yes, go ahead.
Because this is interesting, because, of course, why is David coming out now? Well, of course, yes, David, the commercialism has swelled to the surface out of your very essence and your entrepreneurial pores. Yeah, because, of course, he's bringing out a memoir. And of course, many people have started to question even what he's putting in the memoir. So, for example, Lord Lilly said Mr. Cameron had vowed before the 2016 referendum that the public would decide whether the UK left the EU. But now he's saying different things, according to Lord Lilly. In his interview with The Times, Mr. Cameron said, who was Prime Minister between 2010 to 2016, said his Conservative colleagues, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Gove, Penny Mordaunt and Priti Patel, had left the truth at home. Oh, really, another group of people who had left the truth at home on the referendum campaign trail. Well, did they? Now, the interesting thing is that, yes, David has been writing his memoirs in a shed, yes, in his own shed, worth £25,000. Now, some people might think, yes, if we could only get on the property ladder for £25,000, that would be great. But, yes, he has a shed worth over £25,000.
Yes.
Well, let me say, he was not the sharpest tool in that shed.
Maybe. As you know, there's been a lively market, shall we say, in alternative titles to his book, which is called On the Record, I believe, that's coming out. Alternative titles, let me just read a few that have been suggested. Running Away. I Came, I Failed, I Scarpered. Eat and Mess. I quite like that one. It's a subtle one.
I think that's probably the best one.
The Man Who Broke Britain. Perhaps the most accurate, and the simplest, I think, is one that he should have gone with. It is, well, that didn't work. I just think that sums it up.
I want to mention that actually there's something that perhaps, I'm not going to blame the individual here, but perhaps there was a clue from the past, and I would like to refer to the Queen. Yes, that's Queen Elizabeth II. People might be scratching their heads thinking, where is this going? But here is the clue. Because when David Cameron was a small schoolboy, and this was at an exclusive Heatherdown preparatory school in Berkshire, David Cameron had a rather embarrassing brush with the royalty. Yes, in front of the Queen herself. Well, this is well before the Brexit debacle. And apparently, during a reading lesson at a lectern, and finally in a carol service, right in front of the Queen, rather than simply bring out the words "thanks be to God," which he forgot, he blurted out an expletive in front of the Queen, which would have embarrassed not only himself, the Queen and all. Now, there indeed was the clue. Yes. Perhaps people should have thought, hold on, this is not a man that should be running a country, let alone a book club.
Yeah. Yes,
at a private school.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes,
so the thing is that there have been clues about David Cameron's decision making over the years, and I would also say that society is something, and this is what I brought out at the beginning of the show. If we remember, this was the guy who wanted a hugger.
Hugger hoodie. Yes, hugger hoodie.
Hugger hoodie. Do you remember those folks, that little phrase? Yes. Well, why would you want to sort of embrace somebody who's done wrong and not punish them and put them for where they want to be? There is the controversy.
Always wearing a ridiculous fashion item, yes.
Well, indeed. His suits have always been very strange. But what I will say is that, of course, there is the other controversy. Of course, obviously, same-sex marriage. Now, I know that you as a clergyman probably would open up a massive debate there. But I wanted to bring on the point here is that David Cameron's legacy, this is really what it's all about. He will probably go down as being the man who instigated Brexit and unfortunately shot himself in the foot and has left the country in absolute tatters. What if you, and I want to ask you this as a coming towards the end of the show, what if anything could David Cameron do?
Well, do to now expect- to immediate, yes, to remediate the effects. Well,
the problem. Well, the, and actually solve the issue.
Yes.
What could he do?
Well, look, there's nothing much he can do.
And he redeemed himself.
Yeah, well, there's nothing much he can do to take away the mistakes that he's made. I mean, he's having a huge, terrible effect. He could, hold his nose, I guess, and come to the aid, come out in support of the current government properly, and say Boris Johnson is doing a good job and support him. Boris Johnson himself has voiced his support for Cameron and saying that he was a great prime minister, saying that he has personal admiration for him, which yeah. may not be what Cameron says about Johnson in his book. I'm just saying that. I think it may be somewhat different to that. So I think there's very little he can do. He could, make a statement and try and support the current government. But really, he's yesterday's man. He can't put it right. The mistakes have been made. A little bit of contrition would be nice, but with the sums he's earning, I don't think he's going to be feeling very contrite.
Now we come to the nugget.
Being cynical.
Well, indeed. Well, listeners, what do you think? Now, David Cameron backed the Remain vote during the 2016 campaign, and on the morning of the result, after discovering he had lost, he announced that he would be stepping down, and he said at the time, "I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination." Well, yes, let's be honest, destination to be millionaire, in his case, as he hot-footed it away to lucrative deals. Mm. Sadly, we're now, the rest of us, penniless paupers, leaving up to scrape up the mess. But what do you think? Maybe you actually admire what David Cameron did and actually thought that he did the honourable thing. Why not let us know? Log on to markofpete.com and let us know your thoughts. Well, not many people are actually pre-ordering the memoirs, and I'm sure there's going to be a few footnotes to the story. It doesn't end there. Join us next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.